Lady Mac softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Macs brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheat and Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now the Lady Macs pregame show. It's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, and Jason Bovey.
WOGO Max, your sports station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sun-Soaked Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. It's a great day for softball, and this is one that's been circled on the calendar for quite a while. The unbeaten 6-0 state-ranked Grantsburg Pirates against your 8-3 McDonald Lady Macs, who of course went to state last year. These are two of the best teams in Division 4, and they will square off this afternoon right here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, both Jason Bovey and Chris Malika. The band is back in town, and great to have us all together. And yeah, I think this is one we all thought absolutely hoping that the weather is good, because we want to see this game.
Yeah, last night was a little sketchy with the weather, and we barely got it in. I think it was fifth inning, we got our 10th run, and that's when the rain started to downpour. But I'm so happy that the weather's good for today. I mean, what a beautiful day for softball.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. You know, there's not a cloud in the sky, and there's a little bit of a breeze, and it's just nice.
Hopefully it carries out if we're able to get a hold of one. Again, Grantsburg, of course, the big booming headline for Grantsburg is Piper Olson. She's a senior. She's committed to the University of Wisconsin. Great to keep her in state with her softball talent, but she is a lights out pitcher, but also just like Kelsey Bremnes, bats cleanup in the Grantsburg lineup. And this is a Grantsburg team that multi-time state appearances in a row, and also, if not for Coach Brad Soranski's Fall Creek Crickets team, they probably would have been at state the last couple years as well, too. Now they sink down one division from D3 to D4, and so this is potentially a playoff preview. It wouldn't be until a sectional final, but these are two teams that could see each other with everything on the line.
Yeah, year in and year out, this Grantsburg team is solid, top to bottom. Last year we got a chance to go over there, and we played them very, very well. And unfortunately fell a little short, but these girls have seen Piper Olson before. They know what to expect. And the way we've been playing here this week, it's just been phenomenal. We're playing our best ball right now, and that's good.
And Chris, this is yet another example of how McDonald schedules the best non-conference. They already have an incredibly tough conference schedule, but saying we want to make sure that we see some of the best pitching all throughout the season.
And that's exactly what I was just going to say. It's having that ability to see these level pitchers like this earlier in the season, you know, and looking, knowing what they're bringing and giving us the practice that we need. And they're looking solid, so it'll be a good game.
Well, Grantsburg 6-0, but McDonald has a winning streak of their own. Both of those on the line as we will step out and be back after this with our interview with head coach Rick Ruff of the McDonald Lady Macs. That's all ahead on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Macs pregame. Great to have you with us.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to learn more.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
McDonald Lady Max pregame on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Now our conversation with Lady Max head coach Rick Ruff, brought to you as always by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Welcome back to Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube, here with McDonald head coach Rick Ruff as the Lady Max face off with the Grantsburg Pirates. Coach, quality teams in your conference, quality teams that you've scheduled out of conference. Here's another one. State rankings, if you pay attention to those, Grantsburg is near the top. They've dropped down to your division. Possible playoff preview. This is a great one to get under your belt here.
Absolutely. The competition we play, there's reasons for it. This is the kind of team we want to see. This is the kind of team we're going to see later in the year.
I remember Jason and I were talking about the last game we covered, that this was a big week. You again had some tests this week early on with Stanley Boyd, were able to get a big victory on the road, and this would be another one too. It doesn't ultimately matter when it gets down to playoff time, but just in terms of instilling confidence and juice in this team, if they were able to pull a win out here against a very good Grantsburg team, it's a good jump start.
Yes, I mean it's a good way to end the week. It was a tough week in the start with Stanley, and we played well, got the quick win the other day, beating the rain, so this would be just a nice frosting on the cake.
And finally, Coach, offensively, 8 home runs through 11 games. We don't always see that kind of power, and you're kind of showing it throughout multiple players in the lineup.
Yes, we've got four girls that hit the ball out of the park so far this year, and Taylin's inside the parker. That's not normal for us, but maybe it is the new normal.
It's a nice new normal to have, for sure. Coach, we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you afterwards. Should be a great softball game.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Rick Ruff, Lady Max pregame rolls on WOGO Sports.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
As always, thank you to the McDonough Area Catholic Schools Boosters, making so much possible when it comes to the world of athletics. Here on WOGO Sports, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, Chris Malika, along with our faithful video operator on-site, Sam Aberle, the man on the ladder, if you happen to be out here at Casper Park, and also Trayton Hoym, back at the WOGO Sports home base in Halley, keeping our radio broadcast together on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com, live audio streaming and podcast. You can watch live if you're on the radio and want to be able to check this out live or watch the replay later on. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Encourage you to hit the subscribe button, the notification bell, so you see whenever we go live with Chi-High or McDonald Athletics. We're also live video streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. It's time now for the Wurzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, 59 degrees, with just a 5% chance of precipitation, not a cloud in the sky here at Casper, and lots of beautiful sunshine. This has been the Wurzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wurzgalla. Chris and Jason, as we look at this game here today, McDonald and Grantsburg, teams that, Jason, I know you mentioned last year, they saw each other, and that was a one-run ball game for the majority of the contest, and then a couple late-inning runs for Grantsburg. But and then I believe the year before that was a one-run game as well, too, 1-0, I think. So McDonald hasn't gotten to the point of breaking through and beating this Grantsburg team, but they certainly have come close and challenged them and I think earned their respect.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a game that, I mean, we just love playing this team because they're so well coached and they have a good group of athletes here at Grantsburg, and yeah, it's going to be a great game.
And it's one of those nemesis that at some point in time, it's going to turn.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you think about, again, Coach Saransky and Fall Creek. Grantsburg was their nemesis. I believe it was three straight years in a sectional final that Grantsburg sent Fall Creek home and went on to state. Fall Creek finally broke through and got the better of Grantsburg the last couple of years. And again, if McDonald and Grantsburg are in the same division for the foreseeable future, this could be that same type of rivalry.
Hey, yeah. Why not this year, right? We finally got off the, you know, and beat Fall Creek this year.
Yeah.
In what, 6 years, you know, or
it was nine straight we'd lost to them. Yeah,
I believe 6 years.
Yeah, I think 2021 was the last time we beat them.
Stanley has had our number the last few years, and they've had a well-hitting team, and we, again, I can't talk about how well or how awesome our girls played on Tuesday night against a very, very talented Stanley team, and Caitlin Kennerhagen was as advertised.
Yeah,
in that
13
game.
Strikeouts, one walk. Yeah. She was incredible.
And we still scored 8 runs. I mean, that tells you how good we played.
We'll step out as we continue Lady Max pregame here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Back after this with the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. This is McDonald's Softball on WOGO Sports.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Just about time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. We're going to take one more brief break, 90-second break on WOGO Sports. Back right after this.
24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it? You scrub and clean surfaces in your home. But have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. But Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got 2 heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned, American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs, too. Go online to learn more.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, Chris Malika, your WOGO sports crew, Trayton Hoyam back at our WOGO studios in Hallie, Sam Aberley on site, our video producer and camera operator. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Jason and then Chris, what's a key or two here tonight for the Lady Macs trying to get a win against an unbeaten team that's one of the state's best?
Yeah, for me, it's going to be defensively keeping the base runners off the bases for Grantsburg. They will play small ball, much like Fall Creek.
Yeah,
and they're going to put pressure on our defense, and it's a big thing is going to be how we can respond.
And Chris, what would you say?
Well, and I agree with that 100%. But then also having their bats going like they have been, being the strong hitters and in there protecting that plate.
Your Toyson Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Opening salvo from Riley Christensen to Kaylee Moore. Moore, a senior second baseman, number 5. Batting from the left. Always nice to have a lefty near the top of your order. Second pitch in for a strike, evening the count at 1-1. Riley on the year, 12 and a third innings pitched. She's faced 63 batters. This will be the 64th. Slap down the third base line for an opening inning single. Kaylee Moore.
Yeah, all four of those pitches she was coming out trying to slap, and I mean, that's what they do. And I'm sure we're going to see him try to do some running here, too.
So Moore is aboard. Kylie Hansen, senior center fielder, number 16, also bats from the left. Looking to lay down a bunt.
Yeah, like you said, Chris Jason, Fowl. They're not going to be afraid to run. They're going to run as much as they can.
Mm-hmm. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Christensen, bunt laid down. Throw to first in time for one.
Come on, get over the third.
Miranda Johnson covers the bag well and gives it back to Riley Christensen. Runner advances to second on the sack bunt as Hansen is retired.
Yeah, Ella was way up on that bunt. Did
she
good job
was, it was
fielding it.
And
we had third base wide open. I'm surprised the coach didn't try to take it on us.
Mm-hmm. Brings up Abby Rombach, another senior right fielder, number 15, first right-handed hitter. In for a strike, throw to second,
on,
gets
girls.
Out into the outfield, quickly covered by Taylin Hansen. Taylin usually plays right field. She's playing center. Kelsey Bremnes, often in the circle for McDonald, is out and right.
Well, and Lizzie's not going to be afraid to throw that ball. I mean, so they got to be heads up on that.
0-1 count. Hit just in front of the plate. Riley Christensen fields it. Throws to first. That is very close and safe, they'll say, at first. The runner's on the corners as Rombach quickly hustled up the line.
I think she had it by a step there.
Brings up Piper Olson, the senior, number 33, the pitcher, cleanup hitter. She is a phenomenal athlete committed to the University of Wisconsin.
Originally a Louisville commit, and then changed to Wisconsin.
First pitch missed against Piper Olson from Riley Christensen. Just going back to Riley's year, facing 63 batters coming into this game. Had 10 strikeouts versus 3 walks.
Well, and it's good keeping her in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
you know,
for
you
sure.
Like hearing that, keeping her.
Dribbled right in front of the plate. Riley Christensen fields throw to first. Relay home and not in time. One run is in for the Grantsburg Pirates. Olson gets the RBI. She's out at first. Rombach advanced to third.
Well, that was the the right one by Riley, you know, because she held back on third. So getting that out.
Yeah, I mean, she'll get better at this, but getting that ball out of her glove and getting it back to Lizzie quicker on that.
Brings up the catcher, Ruby Rango Sr., number 36. Back-to-back big frames for Olsen and Rango. Don't have heights listed here, but I'd say six-footers at least. Two outs now, runner at third. Hit high into the air, drifting over into foul territory. Miranda Johnson giving chase, as well as Kelsey Bremnes. And Claire Ruff, actually Aaliyah Bovey, excuse me, came over as well, but drifts foul. Count is at 1-1 on Ruby Rango, the senior. One run already come in for the Grantsburg Pirates here in the top of the first at Casper Park. The pitch hit right back towards second. That's going to get into the outfield for the second run of the game for Grantsburg. An RBI single from Ruby Rango, and it's 2-0 the Pirates. That's the start that they were looking for.
Exactly. I was going to say, you knew they were going to come out and, you know, be real defensive. Real hard hitters. So
that was the first ball hit in the outfield. And that was their second run.
So runner at first is Rangel Presley Olsen, the junior first baseman, number 25, now comes to the plate. Yet another lefty in this lineup.
Is that number four? Lefty?
I was going to say three out of the first four were lefties. Yeah, that would be five. It's crazy.
Ooh. She will send a smoker right into the fence by her own dugout.
Didn't even faze the on-deck batter. She's,
I was going to say, she just watched it drift over her left shoulder.
That was a bullet.
Riley Christensen in the circle for McDonald. Junior often plays center field in the circle to start. Goes upstairs. Ball one. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Riley comes home with the pitch. Ball high. 2-1.
Lizzie's doing a great job keeping her at first base there. Mm-hmm. Pops up out of her stance right away and
two balls, one strike on Presley Olsen. She lines one foul again to even it at 2-2. This one down the third baseline. Our dugout smile cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City. In Eau Claire, constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City. An arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Line to Claire Ruff. Ruff throws to first in time.
Good
that
job,
ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the first. Grantsburg draws first blood. They lead McDonald 2-0. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory. 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball. As we were telling you, that Metropolis Resort and Action City smile cam. Metropolis Resort and Action City, constant smiles and fun, along with everything else we mentioned. They have on-site restaurants and coffee. You can book your adventure today at MetropolisResort.com. That's MetropolisResort.com. Piper Olsen, number 33, the senior. She's been doing it at a high level for a long time for the Grantsburg Pirates. McDonald has seen Piper before. I believe it was just four hits last year. They still were in that game, but hits were not easy to come by.
No, definitely. I mean, it seems like Piper's been here. You know, we were facing her when Katie Ruff was pitching for us. She was thrown as a freshman along with another girl from Grantsburg, and she's been solid.
What do you see in her that impresses you? I mean, obviously, just watching her warm up, you can see it and you can hear it. She brings the heat for sure.
Yeah, she's throwing hard, and I'm sure that's what the Badgers have seen, and I'm sure they see some things that they can even make her better than what she is now, and lots of potential there.
And confidence in there. You know, she finds her stride and finds her rhythm.
The lefty facing the lefty, Taylin Hansen. Taylin takes a cut at the first one, fouls it off. 0-1. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. For all your windshield glass and garage door needs, call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. That's White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. The 0-1 delivery, swing and a miss. 0-2. While we're talking about great pitchers, we would be remiss if we didn't wish a happy belated birthday to our own pitching coach, Ashley Rubenzer, yesterday. Hope it was a wonderful day, Ashley.
Ashley's one of those.
Swing and a miss. Strike three.
In Kelsey's development, that's one person that probably hasn't gotten the credit she should. She's been calling fantastic games, and Kelsey's been executing. But if you've ever called pitches for a pitcher in a game, it's a mental chess game, and she's been doing great.
So, again, happy birthday. One day late, Ashley Rubenzer. Strike one on Claire Ruff. Hitting the two spot for McDonald, the junior shortstop. One of multiple Lady Max players with double-digit RBIs. Inside, 1-1.
It might take a little bit for our girls to adjust to this speed. It took us three innings in Stanley the other night to adjust to Caitlin, and we might see the same here.
1-1 count. Ball high.
You know, and that's just it. With the different pitchers, sometimes it does take an inning or two to kind of be like, okay.
Dialed in.
Yep.
One away, none on. 2-1 pitch from Piper Olson. Claire Ruff dribbles it along the first baseline, evening the count at 2-2. Discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools. Educating students from pre-K all the way to senior year, McDonald's now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. 2-2 delivery outside. Count is worked full. Off speed there from Piper Olson, and Claire Ruff did not bite.
That was tough. That was a nice pitch.
That was, but if you watch the catcher, you've seen the indication on that one, so it was like, ooh, okay.
Payoff pitch, full count. Olson to Ruff, holds off.
Ooh.
Oh, called strike three. Claire was headed down the first baseline thinking she'd drawn a walk. But the second strikeout of the afternoon for Piper Olson. Brings up Riley Christensen. Riley led McDonald in home runs last year, has won so far this year. Olson's counterpart in the circle today. Riley dribbles the first pitch she sees right back to Olson. Olson bobbles it. Riley is going to have no trouble hustling it down the first baseline. With Riley's speed, it wasn't going to be an easy play no matter what, but it just got caught up in Olson's glove a little bit. McDonald has a base runner.
We'll take it.
Yep. Come on, Kels.
Brings up Kelsey Bremnes, who has been just wailing on the ball. Kelsey will hit the first one she sees high and wide, drifting out.
I was talking how impressive she was in the circle against Stanley. I mean, she also did it with her bat with a two-run homer the other night.
Olson comes home with the 0-1 pitch. Ball low, 1-1.
You know, I think Kelsey's one of those that other teams look at her and see how well-rounded of a player she is in the circle and then with her bats and everything.
Olson induces a foul tip. That's going to allow Riley Christensen, though, to advance to second. So a runner in scoring position for Kelsey Bremnes. McDonald down 2-0. And Riley actually, coming back to first.
Yeah,
because
she didn't.
Because of the foul.
She didn't necessarily hear the bat and thought it was just off of the catcher's glove.
One ball, two strike count. Olson with the pitch. Outside and low. 2-2. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Two balls, two strikes. Olsen hit hard right to the second baseman. Little flip to first. And McDonald goes down 1-2-3-4 in the bottom of the first. We head to the second. Our score remains Grantsburg 2, McDonald nothing. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Another shout out of appreciation to the sponsors, corporate sponsors for McDonough Area Catholic Schools in this 2025-2026 school year. One inning complete here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, and Chris Malika, your WOGO Sports broadcast team, Trayton Hoyt at our WOGO radio home base in Halley. Sam Averly, our video producer, camera operator, up on the ladder here at Casper.
Be fair to say welcome to everyone from Grantsburg that might be tuning in.
Absolutely.
Last year when we were up there, they were so nice, and their announcers actually helped some of our fans that couldn't make the trip to Grantsburg.
Great camaraderie in the world of softball. First pitch swing, bobbled a little bit by Miranda Johnson, but she's able to take care of business, step back on the bag, and Gracelyn Leonard, the junior left fielder, is retired.
And that's why having all these sponsors, you know, you advertise with being able to do this is so amazing that we're able to provide that for families and that can't make the trip.
Yet another lefty in the lineup, Jaden Armato, the junior shortstop. They are blessed with. Is there something in the water at Grantsburg where everybody's left-handed? That works very well.
I guess it's been a long time since I've seen this.
Armato, the junior, number 8, dribbles one along the third baseline.
There you go.
Ahmet throws, gloved at first. Two up, two down so far in the 7 and 8 slots for the Pirates, who already lead 2-0. And a 2-0 lead against Grantsburg, or lead for Grantsburg, rather, it feels like a lot. But certainly a long game here. But the way Piper Olsen comes out may take a little bit, as Jason mentioned, to kind of catch up.
Oh, good job, Riley.
Strike one from Riley Christensen, showing some heat of her own.
You talk about Piper Olsen, but we've also seen some really good pitching so far this season for the Lady Macs. We
indeed
saw Allram from St. Croix Falls and Midling, or the pitcher from Baldwin, was phenomenal as well.
Yeah.
And give credit to Fall Creek as well, too. I mean, you graduate a stud pitcher and don't seem to lose much of a step, as that one went extras for McDonald to beat them for the first time in 10 tries. Alone in the dirt, 2-1 on Bryn Christofferson. Freshman third baseman number 24, eerily similar to our freshman third baseman number 24, Ella Ahmet. Bryn Christofferson playing over at the hot corner. She hits it hard past second. And there's a single. Turning the order around. Back to the top, and Kaylee Moore.
Nice solid hit for the freshman. There was no way Aaliyah was going to get to that one.
No.
That was a solid hit.
Right between the pocket there.
Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls.
Come on.
Got a little off the bag there. Pretty good throw from Lizzie Liebrandt and Claire Ruff.
Yeah, just sailed over Claire's head, but Aaliyah did a good job getting to where she was supposed to back that throw up. And Aaliyah still had a chance at getting that runner.
She did.
Some more advances to second. Swing and a miss for Kaylee Moore. 0-2 counts on the senior second baseman. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, runner at second, two outs. Christensen the pitch. That's lined hard to Aaliyah Bovee. Bovee throws to first in time in a scoreless second inning for the Grantsburg Pirates as we head to the bottom of two. Our score remains Grantsburg 2, McDonald nothing. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Where you get your prescriptions is more important than you think.
Hi, welcome to the Big Box Pharmacy. Can I take your order?
Hi, I just have a question, but it's kind of personal and...
Will you speak up, ma'am?
I really don't want everyone else in line to hear.
What?
Sometimes, you just don't want to stand in line with a bunch of strangers. The Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee offer true personal service, minimal wait times, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Welcome back. WOGO Radio and WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Lady Mac Softball. As we were mentioning before, Travis and the crew at ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, they work side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. That's ABC Supply in Chippewa Falls. Leadoff hitter for the Lady Macs here in this bottom of the second, Lizzie Liebrand, who leads the team with 15 runs batted in. She's tied with Ella Ahmet in that category. Also six walks, three homers, hitting .552. The junior catcher facing Piper Olson for the first time this season. Takes a called strike.
This is a matchup I've been interested in seeing here today. Lizzie, the Sioux Falls commit versus the Badger.
Yeah.
Nothing and one. Olson outside, 1-1 against Lizzie Liebrand. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. One ball, one strike. Liebrand gets a piece of that one, and just over second base, reaching out to make that grab. Well done by the shortstop, Jaden Armato, the junior, and Liebrand is retired for the first out of the inning. Again, the Medicine Shop, minimal wait times, true personal service, available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
It was good to see Lizzie giving some little bit of feedback there coming in.
Yeah, and that's something we've been seeing with all the upperclassmen this year. They've been doing a good job at helping each other, telling each other what they're seeing. And
yep.
Ahmet takes strike one. Big cut at the second one. Foul tip backward. Nothing and two on Ella Ahmet, the freshman third baseman for the Lady Macs. Hitting .485 and, again, tied with Lizzie Liebrand. Those five and six spots in the order have been productive in terms of runs batted in. 0-2 pitch outside. Laying off on that one, Ella Ahmet.
Just missed on the outside corner on that one.
Uh-huh.
It was close.
It did not miss by much. One ball, two strikes. The senior, Piper Olson, whirls and deals. Hit to short. And dropped at first.
She's in there.
Armato just a little bit soft on the throw, maybe. Long stretch over for Presley Olson, and Ahmet is aboard. So the Lady Macs have a base runner with one out. Brings up Aaliyah Bovee.
Chris, I was telling Caleb before the game that we had four hits last year against Piper Olson, and two out of those four came from Lee. So we'll see if she can She actually remembered that and called me out last night for not remembering that. So
that's good for her for calling you out sometimes. We'll see.
Aaliyah hitting 364, has a 400 OBP, one of multiple McDonald players with double-digit runs batted in. Trying to count that quickly, six Lady Macs have 10 or more runs batted in. Aaliyah sitting at 10 so far. Runner at first is Amit. Lady Max down 2-0. Bovey fouls the first pitch she sees off along the first baseline. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Stelter Incorporated. 0-1 pitch.
Come on.
Bovey gets a big piece of that one. It hooks foul along the first baseline. 0-2, Stelter Incorporated, three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. One out, one on, nothing in two on Aaliyah Bovey, McDonald Jr. second baseman. 0-2 pitch, Bovey hits it again well toward right field, and that one is caught in foul territory. Good play out there by the right fielder, Abby Rombach, the senior, and a snap throw to first. Diving back in head first.
Wow, the right fielder made a shoestring catch out there. I can't believe she got to that ball. Nice job by her.
Yeah, this Grantsburg program, they played a lot of softball, and it shows. Two away now for Chloe Flanagan. First lefty in the lineup for the Lady Macs as Amit dances away from first.
Again, just like Lizzie, this catcher for Grantsburg, she looks like a very, very good catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Not afraid to throw down.
1-0 pitch, swing and a miss, evens the count at 1-1. You mentioned Chloe had a nice game the other night as she and Lauren Buescher have been getting inserted into that batting order, and Chloe doing a little damage.
Yeah, I was so happy to see Chloe get a very nice hit last night against Elk Mountain.
Swing and a miss, a little behind that one.
Lauren Buescher also played very well, and Stanley is in the spot hitting.
Runner on first, but two away for the Lady Macs.
Like I said, it's good seeing those seniors get in there. Oh, come on!
Hit hard toward third. Looping throw to first in time. Chloe Flanagan gets some contact, but McDonald goes down scoreless in the bottom of the second. We head to the third. Our score remains Grantsburg 2, McDonald nothing. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live audio streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Live video streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page and the WOGO Sports channel on YouTube. Two-hitter here in the top of the third for the Grantsburg Pirates. That's Kylie Hansen, the center fielder, senior number 16. Grounded out to Ella Ahmed at third. Her first time up as she takes an opening ball from Riley Christensen, then hits one straight up along the third baseline and reaching over to make the grab at foul territory.
A little bobbly on that one.
It was Ahmed.
But she got it, so that's important.
So one out.
it's always important to get that, if you can get that first out.
Yeah. Well, and especially with how solid Grantsburg's been, you know, hitting everything, get that first out.
Abby Rombach drives it out to right field. It drops in the grass for a base hit. And Rombach is aboard for the second time. She also had a single score to run, one of the two on the board for Grantsburg back in the first. Piper Olson back to the plate. The lefty senior. She had an RBI and a ground out back to Riley Christensen, her first time up. Hits it hard on the ground. Throw to second. No relay as Claire Ruff covering the bag. Gets the leadoff runner.
Her angle on that was a little hard to get it fired off.
Right away I was thinking double play.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a good double play ball, but
I think with Piper's speed, that would have been very tough to turn that one. And
so Olson reaches on the fielder's choice, and now they're going to send in a courtesy runner. Ruby Rengo, who singled, drove in a run her first time up, the senior catcher. Other end of that battery takes one low and in the dirt from Riley Christensen. I believe it's Avery Kulik, the freshman, number 13. At first base. Takes off. Throw to second.
Yeah.
Good throw from Lindsay
Lieber.
And guns her down.
There's your replay, Caleb.
I think that is due for an instant replay.
See it.
So nice. You got to see it twice here on WOGO Sports. As Lindsay Lieber caps off the inning for McDonald. An absolute cannon for an arm, Lizzie Liebrand. We'll take a 30-second break. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort. MetropolisResort.com.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports live video stream on YouTube. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. And a reminder that propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. It's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Nine hitter, bottom of the order for McDonald. Up at the plate in Bryn Wiedermeyer, the sophomore left fielder. Give you a look at Bryn's season so far statistically. Hitting .348, has driven in five. Facing Piper Olson for the first time today. See if McDonald's able to garner some momentum from Lizzie Liebrandt gunning down the runner at second.
Tuesday night, Bryn was inches away from having her first home run as well. I mean, she was hitting the ball. I mean, she's hitting the ball good.
She's due.
Wiedermeyer stands in from the right side. Olson comes home. First pitch. Stripped foul. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home, insulation, siding, and so much more. They even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, you can start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. It's ChippewaValleyInsulation.com. Strike two on the check swing from Bryn Wiedermeyer. Nine, one, and two due up here in the third. For the Lady Max, trailing 2-0 to the Grantsburg Pirates. Olson comes home with a pitch, swing and a miss. Her third strikeout early on in this game. So Wiedemeyer is retired to start the third. Taylen Hansen, who struck out to open the night. Now back of the plate for the Lady Max. Mentioned sometimes it takes a time through the order. Hanson will dribble one right back to Piper Olsen. She wheels and throws to Presley Olsen at first. And there are two retired for the Lady Macs. Claire Ruff back at the plate for McDonald. She also struck out her first time up. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues now with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. Strike one. You'll find the same trust and care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today, CrystalOrthodontics.com. That's CrystalOrthodontics.com. Welcoming Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. Nothing and one. The pitch low and in the dirt. One and one. Claire Ruff wisely holding off on that pitch from Piper Olsen. Two away, none on. McDonald trailing by two runs here in their bottom half of the third. 1-1 pitch from Olsen, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Claire Ruff stands back in from the right side. Riley Christensen is on deck if Claire can reach. Upstairs above the numbers, 2-2. Claire Ruff, McDonald Jr., shortstop. Olsen, the 2-2 pitch, tips back, staying alive. Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. That's Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. The two-ball, two-strike pitch from Piper Olsen. One hops it to the catcher. Count has worked full. That's what Claire Ruff did the first time and thought she'd drawn a walk. Umpire thought differently and Claire was retired looking. Once again, we'll see a payoff pitch between Olsen and Ruff. The 3-2, now they're called strike three. That'll end the inning for the Lady Macs. They go down in sequence 1-2-3. We head to the fourth. Our score remains Grantsburg 2, McDonald 0. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
Thank you, as always, the McDonald Area Catholic Schools corporate sponsors that you see here on the screen. Appreciate them and their support. The McDonald Area Catholic Schools. 2-0 ball game here as we enter the fourth. Riley Christensen in the circle for McDonald.
Nice
first pitch strike. Exactly what you want to see from Riley to start this inning. She's pitched well.
She's doing very well.
Two runs came across in the first, second, and third. Pretty quick work for Riley Christensen. Comes in low to Ruby Rango, the senior. Rango back up, of course, because the last inning ended with Kola caught stealing by Lizzie Liebrandt. Nice off-speed pitch, Riley Christensen.
I don't know if it's just me, too. But Riley seems to be, like, her velocity is up today.
Yeah, she's doing a great job in there.
One ball, two strike pitch. That is hit well deep out to right field and hooked foul. And you just wonder a little bit with a counterpart on the other side like Piper Olsen if Riley's kind of like, well, let me show you what I've got as well, too. I mean, just an ultimate competitor.
Oh, yeah. And she's showing, I mean, she's doing a great job today.
So Rengo had an RBI double back in the first. This is technically her third time at the plate. She takes ball two and steps out. Riley v. Ruby here. Christensen and Rengo. Blowing in the dirt. Count his work to a full 3-2.
Come on, Riley.
Presley Olsen is on deck. Three balls, two strikes. Christensen, the kick and the pitch. That one is lofted into left field. That's going to be a base hit for Ruby Rengo. She's 2-for-2. Brings up Presley Olsen. Now number 14 for Grantsburg, which is Luella Jensen, freshman.
It's like we saw last inning, coach for Grantsburg, he's not afraid to run even with his freshman.
So Luella Jensen first, bunted along the third base line and foul as Amit was hurtling upward. You mentioned a couple times, Jason, that Grantsburg not afraid to play small ball. And really, you can afford to do that when you have a dominant pitcher.
Yeah. Especially when you get that lead off.
Bunt laid down. Throw to first. Retires Presley Olsen. Runner advances to second. One away for the Pirates. As Luella Jensen now at second. Zach Bunt well laid down by Olsen.
But the girls are doing great on defense.
Yeah, I want to give Ella, she did a heck of a job there. Yeah. She even took a look at second before she threw it over to
she
first.
She did. It's great defensive play there.
Grayson Leonard, the junior. Strike one whistles in from Riley Christensen.
Nice change up.
Coming up after the game, we'll have our post-Glass and Mirror post-game show and our 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. Another bunt put down. Christensen fields it, throws to first in plenty of time. Runner advances to third, but now two away for Grantsburg. So two bunts in a row brings up Jaden Armato. So Luella Jensen, representing a possible third run for the Pirates, stands at third. Courtesy runner for Ruby Rengo.
I think the great opportunity for here is, again, with the defense and playing those bunts and how they're playing it, and great practice.
Yeah. Especially going into round two with Fall Creek next week.
Exactly.
Ball one to Armato low. Jensen is at third, two away. Hooked foul to even the count at 1-1. For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. That tradition continues with Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. Find the same trust and care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at ChristoOrthodontics.com. That's ChristoOrthodontics.com. One ball, one strike. In low below the knees, 2-1 on Armato from Riley Christensen.
Come on, Riley.
Runner at third, two away. Lady Max Trail 2-0. These two teams potentially on a collision course in the playoffs. Long way to go on both sides first, but could potentially see that at the sectional level. Dribbled to Aaliyah Bovey. Throw to
there
first.
Good
speed
job,
by
ladies.
Armato, but beat out by Bovey. 1-2-3-4 go down the Pirates
good
in
job,
their
ladies.
Half of the fourth. We'll be back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. Our score still Grantsburg 2, McDonald 0. We are back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at Maurer INS.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. 3-4-5 due up in the McDonald lineup. Riley Christensen, Kelsey Bremnes, Lizzie Liebrandt facing Piper Olson, all for the second time, trailing 2-0. First pitch in low to Riley Christensen. Riley hitting 405, 476 OBP, is driven in 8, has a home run. One oh pitch. Olson misses. 2-0. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. 2-0 the count. Riley check swing. Called strike one. Earlier, we had the Wurzgalo weather check brought to you by Wurzgalo Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Beautiful sunshine. No clouds. Wurzgalo is here for whatever the Wisconsin weather brings. Make sure your home stays comfortable all year long with the pros at Wurzgalo Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Come on,
strike
Riley.
Two. To even the count, Riley Christensen battling Piper Olson for the second time.
Piper doing a great job working that outside corner. That's has our girls flustered a little bit.
2-2 pitch called. Strike three. Yep. Tough pitch. So Riley Christensen is retired for the second time. Excuse me, retired for the first time as she reached on an error back in the first. Brings up Kelsey Bremnes. Bremnes hitting 528 with a 564 OBP. 11 runs batted in. Has hit two out of the park. None on, one out. Check swing, called strike. Olson working pretty quickly here in the fourth. Hit foul along the third baseline. Quickly ahead in the count, 0-2 is Piper Olson. When you get tired of the big box pharmacy, come experience the local difference at the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, available free local delivery. Your locally owned Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Come
0-2,
on.
That one is lined out toward right field. And Kelsey Bremnes heading around second.
Come on,
She's
Kelsey.
Digging for a triple.
Come on, girl.
Kelsey Bremnes.
Oh, nice
stand
job.
Stand up triple for the Lady Macs.
Good job,
now
Kelsey.
McDonald's in business.
Come on, Lizzie.
I was just so nice. Let's see that one.
I was just hoping Blue would have. It was hard for us to see that angle, and it was well hit, and I just didn't know if it was fair.
I know. From this point, it was kind of like, come on, Lizzie.
We'll take it.
Yep.
Lizzie Liebrandt now at the plate after the triple from Kelsey Bremnes. Takes strike one. Bremnes has been a double queen throughout the season, but
coach keeping her out there on the bases,
I know. I was going to say, she's out there like, okay, come on, let's throw the ball.
Nothing in one against Lizzie Liebrandt. Reaching for the bunt. Fainting the throw, Ruby Rango.
Come on, Lizzie.
0-2 count on Lizzie Liebrandt. Popped out to short her first time up. One out, runner at third. Biggest threat for McDonald so far. First pitch of this at-bat missed by
Kelsey.
Piper Olson.
She just loves run. I had a chance to coach her last summer, and she's so smart, just like Claire Ruff running the bases. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not afraid to test it, you know.
Right.
1-2, called strike three. What a big pitch once again from Olson for the second strike in the strikeout of the inning.
That one looked like it was up in the zone a little bit. Can't fault Lizzie on that one.
Six strikeouts through four innings.
He's had a couple of those that it's like, ooh.
Now Ella Ahmet has a chance for her 16th RBI. Takes strike one. Olsen trying to strand Bremnes at third and keep this scoreless on the McDonald side. Lady Macs trail 2-0. They have a runner at third, but now two away. Ball low. Evens the count at 1-1. Discover a future of excellence rooted in history at McDonald Area Catholic Schools, educating students pre-K all the way to senior year and now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 1-1.
Nice.
That one is
there
wide,
you go,
and
Ella.
That's going
nice.
To be the first run of the game for McDonald.
Nice
out
hit.
To right field, Ella Ahmet. That is RBI number 16, and the Lady Macs on the board.
Solid hit.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great hit.
Take a look at it again on our WOGO Sports Live video stream.
Replay. He asked for it, now he's getting it.
Meanwhile, swing and a miss from Aaliyah Bobie for strike one. Ahmet, the first RBI of the game as Bremnes comes in to score to make it 2-1. Fouled off. Two out hitting, such an important discipline. And now two out, two strike hitting for Aaliyah Bovey. Bovey the junior. Swing and a miss. That will end the inning, but McDonald gets one across as we head to the fifth. Our new score, Grantsburg 2, McDonald 1. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. This is Lady Mac Softball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Lady Mac Softball here on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. What was a two-run game, now just a one-run contest as we enter the fifth. McDonald, the RBI single from Ella Ahmet, bringing home Kelsey Bremnes after she looped a triple out to right field. Riley Christensen for the Lady Macs, looking to work another scoreless inning. It's a good way to start with an opening strike. After giving up two in the first, three straight shutout innings for Riley and Co. Dribbled toward Claire Ruff. She will glove casually, throw to first for the out.
She makes it look easy, doesn't she?
She does. It's just so fluid.
That retires Christofferson, the freshman, who singled her first time up. 6-3 on the put out if you're scoring along with us at home. Back to the top of the order with Kaylee Moore, the senior second baseman. One of a couple lefties at the very top of this lineup. She will pop one foul over into the fence in our general direction.
I didn't blink at that one.
We're slightly more protected here, I guess, than we were. We've got a tent over the top of you. Well, you're kind of sitting dangerously close to the edge
exactly.
of the tent.
Yeah.
0-1 count on Kaylee Moore, the senior. She hits one to Claire Ruff. A little bit of a bobble. Hard throw. That's going to be just behind the runner.
It's too much speed there from the leadoff hitter.
Mm-hmm. One away, one on as Moore reaches. Moore was 1-for-2 coming into that at bat. Now Kylie Hansen.
And you kind of wonder where they've been playing, if this is going to be a bunt.
Moore takes off. Lee Brandt throws to second. The tag. Lizzie Lee Brandt guns down the runner for the second time this inning. And you know we got to see that one again.
That was a great play.
Goodness gracious.
She's got just such a gun.
Don't test the arm of Lizzie Lee Brandt. Swing and a miss on the opening pitch. And this at bat for Riley Christensen, now a two away facing Kylie Hansen. Fouled up. Lizzie Lee Brandt behind the plate, and it will sail out of play. 0-2. Hansen had a ground out to third in the first. Hit one in foul territory. Also making the put out on that one was Ella Ahmed at third. Nothing in two with two away. McDonald down 2-1. Dribbled right back to Claire Ruff. She will glove. She will throw.
Nice inning.
Great
inning. Claire Ruff ends the inning for the Lady Macs. A strong defensive inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Our score, Grantsburg 2, McDonald 1. We are back in 60 seconds. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Sports.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ugh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgala help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome back to Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Chloe Flanagan, McDonald Senior, three-sport athlete, stride to the plate facing Piper Olson for the second time. Hit a ground out to third back in the second inning. McDonald trailing 2-1. They put up 4 straight scoreless innings defensively. A bunt for Chloe Flanagan. She digs down the line. And the throw is over the first baseman's head. Chloe's going to stay put at first, but how about Chloe Flanagan bunting her way on?
Nice bunt. Good job, Chloe.
Chloe scared us there. She made a turn toward second, and you got to be careful. They don't throw it back on you.
Well, and they had that back up there, so it was like right away. It was like, oof. Come on, Brent.
Brent Wiedemeyer now showing bunt. Snap throw to first from Ruby Rango. Flanagan is back in time.
Well, and I think this is, too, like the great opportunity for the games to practice those bunts and to practice these plays like this and, you know, get them kind of down a little bit more solid.
Showing bunts. Well, Rango again feinting the throw.
A perfect spot with Brink can lay a bunt on here to put Chloe in a scoring position for the top of our order.
Yep.
With 1-0.
Possibly. Yeah, because of Chloe's speed.
Yep. And Brynn, she can throw a bunt down.
Yep.
Wiedemeyer bats from the right. The sophomore showing bunt. 1-2. Chloe Flanagan at first. None out. McDonald trailing 2-1. looking to mount a threat here in the fifth against Piper Olson. University of Wisconsin commit. Swing and a miss. Bryn Wiedemeyer goes down on strikes. That'll bring up the top of the order in Taylen Hansen.
Come on, Tay.
Eighth strikeout of the game for Piper Olson.
Speaking of Taylen Hansen, it's Dwayne Hansen's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Dwayne.
Yeah.
And speak of the devil, he's sitting right over there.
Hansen looking to lay down a bunt. It trickles foul along the first baseline.
Let's get Dad a hit.
Yep.
He's locked in right now. We're going to try to wait and tell him happy birthday. But
they're talking about her up for bat, so.
Rick Ruff is telling me as well, hopefully we'll be able to get Andy and some of the other Special Olympians, I guess, winning a state championship in basketball, from what I understand, over the weekend. Hansen takes one low just below the knees.
And I think some of our girls are, or some of the McDonald kids, are helped coach that team?
I believe so, yes. So congratulations. Again, I think it's Chippewa County Special Olympics basketball team, I do believe, and congratulations to them on bringing home the hardware. Swing and a miss from Taylen Hansen, 1-2.
I know, I see them at a lot of the basketball. I mean, they're even...
Super fans, absolutely.
Well, they come to everything, and they love watching this school. And
yeah, there's even a couple of them, I think, here today.
If they're here and they've got the medals on, we've got to get them on the post-class post-game show for sure. 1-2, fouled back, Taylen Hansen. Facing Piper Olson with Chloe Flanagan at first. McDonald trailing by a single run, 2-1.
Come on, Tay.
You can do it, girl.
Freshman at the top of the order for Coach Rick Ruff. One away, one on, 1-2 pitch. Back to Olson. Olson throws to first. Runner advances into scoring position with two away. As Taylen's retired, 1-3 on the putout. Brings up Claire Ruff. Ruff has had two really impressive battles so far. Both worked to a full count against Piper Olson. She struck out looking twice. Both, again, just right on a razor's edge between strikeout and walk. So Ruff with Chloe Flanagan at second. Junior shortstop, right-handed batter. Ball high, 1-0. Our conversation with head coach Rick Ruff in our Lady Max pregame show, as always, has been brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Remember, you can have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. 1-0 pitch evens it at 1-1. Gibson's Water Care. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. That's gibsonswatercare.com. Appreciate them so much. Sherry and the team, they love supporting the youth, high school sports. 1-1, changing speeds. Claire Ruff says, no, ma'am. Two away, Chloe Flanagan at second base.
Come on,
Claire.
Claire Ruff trying to drive in a game-tying run. 2-1 pitch, Claire Ruff.
Nice. Come on, Chloe. That one. Come on, Chloe. It out to come right on, field. Go. Chloe Flanagan is digging in for home.
Yes.
And we are tied, Claire Ruff.
Going for third.
She's headed to the stand-up triple to tie the game. We are knotted at two.
Woo!
Those first two strikeouts that were driving her nuts, and she was just itching to get her bat on that ball, and she did a great job there. Nice job, Claire.
Yep.
Tie ball game.
Yeah,
Riley Christensen at the plate.
She's not one that will settle for that.
Riley takes strike one. Runner at third. Go-ahead run is Claire Ruff.
We saw the look from Riley. Uh-huh. That was another one of those pitches that was...
You question, but...
Christensen looking to help her cause in the circle here. 1-1 upstairs. And Piper Olson. Ruff at third in a now tied ball game. Here in the fifth, Riley Christensen hits it high and out of play. 1-2. WOGO Radio, WOGO Sports Live Video Stream. WOGO is Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Great to have you with us, listening and or watching. 1-2 pitch. Riley Christensen just got the tip of the barrel on it. Fouled it off. We'll do it again at 1-2. Claire Ruff, you can see along the third baseline, anxiously awaiting a chance to be the go-ahead run if Riley Christensen can get some good contact here.
Come on, Rye.
Big at bat between two phenomenal athletes. 1-2 pitch. Christensen fouls it off, fighting it off again.
She's battling up there.
So many are getting fouled off here. They're looking for a couple extra game balls. Ella Ahmed says, here you go. 2-2 game. New ball game here in the bottom of the fifth. On a gorgeous, sun-soaked afternoon at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. One ball, two strikes. Runner at third. Two outs. The pitch. Riley Christensen fouls it off again.
Get out.
That one heading out over the press box along the third baseline, I think.
Well, and that was one. It's like, get out of bounds. Go.
So three straight fouled off for Riley Christensen.
Come on, Riley.
She is not
1-2 count
without a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to see.
Yep.
Olsen, the Badgers commit. 1-2. Tipped off again, Riley Christensen. Just that tenacity at the plate.
Mm-hmm.
I think no matter how good you are, it's got to be a little frustrating as a pitcher where everything you're dealing, they get just enough to stay alive.
Yep.
Do it again. The 1-2 from Olsen. Riley takes one low. Oh, that's a good take. What a great battle here between pitcher and hitter. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at third. The 2-2 pitch. Riley Christensen gets on. This one sends it out to the center field fence. But caught out there by Kylie Hansen. Sharply hit line drive. McDonald gets the tying one across and allowed out to end the fifth. New ball game here as we head to the sixth. Back in 1 minute. It's Grantsburg 2, McDonald 2. We are back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Cabin and camping season is starting. As you prep your cabin or camper for the season, don't forget about your water. Whether you have a cabin or a camper, Gibson's Water Care can help at your home away from home. Book your free camper or cabin water analysis online now with the water experts at Gibson's Water Care. No long-term contracts. Locally owned American-made products. Need a plumber? Gibson's Water Care can help with basic plumbing needs too. Go online to learn more.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
We've got a ball game, folks. Thanks for joining us here on the WOGO Sports live video stream on Facebook and YouTube or on the radio dials of 103.1 FM AM 680 or live audio streaming at WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovee, Chris Malika, your WOGO Sports crew. Can't see him in the shot because he's the one getting the shots, but Sam Averly, the man on the ladder, our video producer, and back to the WOGO home base in Halley is Trayton Hoym. First pitch from Riley Christensen. Sails a little bit high for ball one against Abby Rombach, who's 2-for-2 on the day. The senior right fielder. We were talking off the air about Riley just really, really getting solid contact on that out, but allowed out to end the fifth. Quite a swing.
Yeah.
Strike one.
Like we said, if you ever have a positive out, that was one of them. That was, I mean, the first ball, I mean, she's barreled up hard in a while, and it was nice to see.
Yeah, and she battled in there. You know, she battled to get to that point.
The 1-1 hit in the air toward Kelsey Bremnes, and right.
Good job, Kelsey.
She will get a beat on it, make the grab, and that is one away as Rombach is retired for the first time. Here in the sixth, Piper Olsen. She had a ground out that brought in a run back in the first, that two-run first, then reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Olson, the lefty. She gets a big, big piece of this one, and that is trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Deep beyond the center field fence, a home run for Piper Olson as she will circle the bases in this game, no longer tied. As the Grantsburg Phenom makes it 3-2. So work to do for the Lady Max as Olson once again showing just the phenomenal athlete she is.
She had all that one.
So the Special Olympics. Some of them do have their medals on.
Fantastic. All right. We'll have to make sure we grab them for the post-class post-game show and congratulate them on bringing home that hardware here to Chippewa. Ruby Rango, who also is 2-for-2 on the day. 3-4-5 has been trouble for Grantsburg. As Rombach was 2-for-2, Olson had that RBI. Now two runs batted in as she gets the homer, and Rango has an RBI and 2-for-2. Riley Christensen finds the mark on pitch one. Bases clear, one in, one out. Called strike two. Good pitch there from Riley Christensen on Rango. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Christensen the pitch. That one is lined to right field just over the outstretched glove of Aaliyah Bovey. And 3-for-3, Ruby Rango. Courtesy runner will be number 14, which is Luella Jensen, out there to run for the second time. It may not be staying put long, as they will definitely try to move her into scoring position, you would think, as Presley Olson back of the plate. She will ground one for a base hit in the gap between second and third. And first and second with one out for Grantsburg as they immediately make a statement here in the sixth after McDonald had tied it.
That was a tough play for Claire. The runner was on the move from first, and Claire was taking a step towards second base, and the runner put it out, or the batter put it on the other side of Claire. And it's hard to recover from
going one direction to the other then like that.
So Jensen now at second. Olson is at first, but she will be subbed out in favor of Bethany Simon, another freshman. So Bethany Simon and Luella Jensen on the base paths for the Grantsburg Pirates as they already lead off the solo shot from Piper Olson. And Coach Troy Olson trying to get more of a cushion here in the sixth, leading by one run. And at the plate now, Gracelyn Leonard.
Come on, Riley.
Pitch gets away, but not enough for the runners to advance. 1-0. Runner at a ground out to Miranda Johnson at first. Back in the second, then a sack bunt to move the runner along in the fourth. Pitch for Miley Christensen. Strike one. Evens it at 1-1. With runners on first and second. Hit out to right field.
Nice.
Kelsey Bremis gloves, throws back to the infield, two away. Runner advances to third.
Claire is checking the runner on second there. She stepped on the base thinking maybe she had a step, but the blue was right on it and said no, she was fine.
3-2 lead for Grantsburg. Armato, the speedy junior shortstop.
So you can expect Grantsburg to move the runner from first. The question is he going to throw her out? And with me, with what Lizzie's done today, I'm throwing her out at second again.
Mm-hmm.
Chances, if your throw's off a little bit, the run's going to score.
Yeah.
So it's a tough play as a coach on what you want to do.
And yeah. But then you got Lizzie there who's got such a great arm. But then, like you said, if it's off even slightly, it's kind of like,
Runners at the corners, time call.
They're going to go talk about right now what they want to do. And
well, because you know Grantsburg coach is going to move her.
Yeah.
3-2 ball game here in the top of the sixth. Grantsburg 6-0. McDonald 8-3. Pirates have had some impressive wins, as have the Lady Macs. Both of these teams on opposite sides of the sectional, which would be at Grantsburg in the sectional final. If McDonald is able to advance out of their half of the sectional. Grantsburg in a sectional with Boyceville and Shell Lake, I believe. McDonald has Augusta and Colfax on their side.
Very loaded.
Mm-hmm. The entire section is very loaded with some talented teams.
So we'll see what they're going to do here.
Piper Olson with a home run earlier on in this inning to give Grantsburg back the lead after McDonald scored two straight. Now two away, but runners at the corners. And Jaden Armato, the junior shortstop, standing in. Swing and a miss. Runner will advance to second. Two in scoring position.
So they took the safe play, and then there's nothing wrong with that. No. I see both sides as a coach. And
quite honestly, she was running pretty good, so I don't know if the throw would have been there.
Low and in the dirt. Good gets job, away, Lizzie. But Lizzie blocks it well. Riley Christensen comes home with a pitch.
Come on, Riley, you got it.
2-1.
What has this batter done so far today?
Armato has two ground outs.
Okay.
Not by much. He went to third, hit one to second. Ball high, 3-1 for Armato. First base is open. Bryn Christofferson is 1-for-2 on the day, the freshman third baseman. Is due up next. Rise ball high. Bases are loaded up for the Grantsburg Pirates with two away.
There's nothing wrong
with that. That's the first walk of the day.
I was just going to say that. She's been pitching great.
So Brent Christofferson, who singled back in the second, and a ground out to Claire Ruffett short in the fifth.
Come on, Riley.
Now the plate with the bases loaded up and two away. She will ground the first one she sees to Riley Christensen.
There
Riley throws to
nice
first.
Nice job, ladies.
Nice play by Riley.
Yep.
And the
nice
damage
job.
Minimized in the sixth. Grantsburg gets one back on the solo home run by Piper Olson. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Our new score, Grantsburg 3, McDonald 2. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
One more commercial train.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. And that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Come on.
Welcome back, Lady Mac Softball from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Good to have you with us, WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Piper Olson, who had the home run.
Well, and she just made it look effortless.
It was... there wasn't much doubt that that one was going over. Foul up and out of play for Kelsey Bremnes.
Didn't Kelsey start all the damage from last inning?
Yeah, with that triple.
Started again.
Mm-hmm.
4-5-6 due up for the Lady Macs. Olsen comes home with a pitch. Swatted foul along the third baseline, 1-2. Bremnes has a ground out. And that triple to her credit. She scored the first run of the game for the Lady Macs. 3-2 Grantsburg. Popped high up into the air in left field. Running up to make the grab is Gracelyn Leonard. And one away for the Lady Macs. Bremnes getting under that one maybe a little more than she wanted to. Still pretty solid contact. Lizzie Liebrandt popped
on,
out
Lizzie.
To short. Struck out in the fourth.
She's due.
Looking for one here. Dribbles it along the first baseline. Throw to first from Olsen to Olsen in time for the second out of the inning. McDonald, just like that, down to their final out here in the sixth. Ella Ahmed.
Come on, Ella.
Reached on an error in the second, had an RBI single in the fourth to open the scoring for the Lady Macs. Facing Olsen for the third time. Fouls one right above our heads in the fence. Olsen quickly ahead 0-1. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. 0-1 pitch. Fouled off. Nothing in two. ABC
Come on,
Supply,
Ella.
Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls. 0-2 counts on Ella Amitz. Takes her time, then she'll dig back in from the right side. Olsen and Rango, the senior battery for the Grantsburg Pirates, who lead 3-2 here in the sixth at Casper Park. 0-2 pitch, upstairs, called strike three. That is the ninth strikeout of the game for Piper Olsen. A 1-2-3 scoreless sixth against the heart of the McDonald order. We'll be back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports with the seventh. This is Lady Mac Softball on WOGO. We're back in 1 minute.
Energy bills going up? That's not a good feeling. So call Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Chippewa Valley Insulation improves comfort and energy efficiency for your home. Love your house again, and the energy savings will leave your wallet feeling good too. Insulation, siding, and so much more. They can even build garages and decks. Chippewa Valley Insulation, the feel-good company. Start feeling good at ChippewaValleyInsulation.com.
Some people like odd things, like a tuna and banana sandwich.
Mm.
Or romantic comedy, political drama, horror films.
You should elect me.
Uh-oh. Yes, some people like odd things, like waiting forever in line at the big box pharmacy.
Next!
But for everyone else, there's the Medicine Shop Pharmacies of Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Minimal wait times, true personal service, and available free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Caleb Swenson, Jason Bovey, and Chris Malika, your broadcast team. Video producer, camera operator is Sam Aberle. Audio producer at the radio studios in Halley is Trayton Hoym. Glad to have you with us. Whether you're from Chippewa Falls, Grantsburg, or anywhere else, great to celebrate some phenomenal players. And two great teams here, an unbeaten Grantsburg, state-ranked in Division IV.
Pitch looked good.
Opening salvo misses for Riley Christensen.
Well, you know, and it's hard from this angle because sometimes it's like, ooh.
Hard hit right past Claire Ruff. And Kaylee Moore, her second base hit of the day. Leadoff hitter is aboard for Grantsburg, hoping for an insurance run or more here in the seventh.
Be nice to get out of here. We're... The score at 3-2.
Yep.
Kylie Hansen looking for her first hit. Snap throw to first from Lizzie Liebrandt, not in time.
The runner fell down. Did she not fall down there when she, after she took off with the steal, and she was able to get back up and barely make it back, but she was definitely going.
Yeah.
Kaylee Moore, the senior, is at first. Kylie Hansen, fellow senior center fielder, looking to bunt. Again, Moore dancing away from first. She's back in safely with a 1-1 count on Hansen. Hansen has ground outs in the first and fifth. Pop one out to foul territory in the third.
I'm surprised if she takes off here.
Showing bunt again, called strike.
No, and she's not taking as big of a jump off there.
Riley Christensen has gone the distance for McDonald so far, seven innings, and I do not believe she's pitched more than two or three innings so far this season,
no,
if memory serves.
Great.
Really strong outing. Bunted foul.
Interesting call with... if you had two strikes, she should be out, shouldn't she?
That's what I had as well, too.
Yeah,
yes, there we are.
Yep.
So
that is the first out of the inning. So Kaylee Moore remains at first. With Abby Rombach, who started out 2-for-2. Now 2-for-3 on the day as she had a loud out to right fielder last time up. Rising ball through the zone, ball one.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say enough about the job Riley's done today in the circle. I mean, facing the top rated team in the state.
She's phenomenal, yeah.
Piper Olson on deck. One hop to Lizzie Liebrandt. Liebrandt will cover and hold the runner at first.
Wow, Lizzie did a phenomenal job keeping that ball in front of her and keeping that runner at first.
There's some similarities, I think, with playing catcher and playing goalie and using your chest to be able to, again, keep everything in front of you, keep it out, keep it away. 2-0 pitch. That is popped up into foul territory. Long run over and out of play. 2-1 on Rombach. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. It's been a dandy of a softball game here this afternoon and evening. 2-1 pitch, low in the dirt. Again, covered well by Lizzie Liebrandt. Runner this time will take second. It's a 3-1 count, a runner in scoring position for Abby Rombach. With Grantsburg already leading 3-2, setting themselves up in a pretty good spot here with Piper Olson on deck. 3-1 pitch, grounded right back to Riley Christensen. Throw to first for one. Runner advances to third, two away. And Piper Olson, who blasted that solo shot to center field to break the tie, back of the plate.
Put Piper on first here and take your chances. Even the batter on deck's been good too.
I know. They both have been really pretty good. So it's like,
you just hate to get.
What is your, yeah.
Maybe Ruby Rango, yeah, is on deck. She's 3-for-3.
Yeah, that's
it's kind of a pick your poison part of the lineup.
Yep.
So right now, at least pitching to Piper Olson. Lone in the dirt.
Nice job, Lizzie.
Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. A fleet of dump trucks and drivers also at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. StelterIncorporated.com. Just missing on that salvo from Riley Christensen. 2-0 on Piper Olson.
Yeah, I don't even think I'd be afraid to put both of these girls on. And
yeah.
Didn't have a force anywhere.
Yep.
Olson grounds
nice.
It right back
good
to Riley
job,
Christensen,
good
throws
job.
To first,
good.
And that'll end
good
the
job,
seventh
ladies.
Scoreless. For the Kranzberg Pirates, Christensen works her way out of it. We head to the bottom of the seventh in a one-run ball game. Back in 60 seconds, it's Kranzberg 3, McDonald 2. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports for the conclusion.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back, Lady Mac Softball on WOGO Radio and the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. Don't forget our Metropolis Resort and Action City Smile Cam, brought to you by Metropolis Resort and Action City in Eau Claire, with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more. Plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Piper Olson in the circle. She's gone the distance, as has Riley Christensen. Just through a scoreless seventh. McDonald down 3-2. Aaliyah Bowley
nails the first one. She sees out to right field. And that's a leadoff single for the Lady Mac.
That's it, girl. That right there is what we need. Just
the tying run at first.
That's what we need.
Aaliyah Bowley.
Go to say Aaliyah hates leading off innings, but she's the one who started it in the third inning on Stanley and then started the hit train. So. Yep.
No, she did. That was a solid hit.
As we take another look at it, our WOGO Sports instant replay, which is available for sponsorship. We have someone looking for that.
Not sure what he's asking.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
So Chloe Flanagan, the senior, 1-for-2 on the day. She bunted her way aboard. You'd think potentially maybe called upon to bunt here.
Yeah, let's get
third and first playing up.
Position and...
yep.
Chloe's showing
nice job,
up
Chloe.
Once
good
again.
Job, Chloe.
Wheeling throwing to first is Olsen. Aaliyah Bovey safe at second.
Come on, B.
Zach bunt very well executed by Chloe Flanagan.
Come on,
now
man.
The tying run.
Come on, Bryn.
Is at second base with Bryn Wiedermeyer coming to the plate in the nine spot. Seventh inning, McDonald down 3-2.
Get there,
go, 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 go.
Getting away from the catcher. And just like that, the tying run advances to third.
And with a runner on third, it opens up. You can do a lot of things here as a coach, and even lay down a bunt, and Lee's been in this spot before, or you just got to make sure you don't get duped by the third baseman if Bryn does lay a bunt down.
Bryn showing bunt, strike whistled in by Piper Olson. One ball, one strike.
Come on,
Bryn Wiedemeyer. McDonald's sophomore with Aaliyah Bovey at third, representing the tying run. Showing bunt. Fouled off. 1-2. We saw Grantsburg bunt with two strikes. What will Coach Rick Ruff do here?
Come on, B.
Believe in yourself, Bryn. Here we go.
You got this, girl.
One ball, two strikes. Showing bunt again. Bunted foul. And that'll be the second out of the inning. So McDonald down to their final out here. But Taylen Hansen at the plate, top of the order. Again with the tying run at third. Hansen takes a big rip at the first pitch. Swinging strike one. Great drama, great battle here.
Taylin's definitely not afraid of this situation here.
No.
She can come up with a hit.
Swing and a miss. Nothing in two. Lena Max down to a final strike here, trailing 3-2 with two away and a runner at third in the bottom of the seventh. 0-2 pitch, fouled off. Taylin Hansen fights it away.
Keep battling there. Keep battling.
Alex herself stands back in from the left side. Two lefties in the order for McDonald today. Two away, runner at third, trailing by one. Nothing in two. The pitch, swing and a miss. Piper Olson, her 10th strikeout of the day, ends the game. A great game here between Grantsburg and McDonald. Your final score, the Grantsburg Pirates 3, the McDonald Lady Max 2. And I think if you're a softball fan, you can only hope that these two teams get another chance to tangle. It would be well, well down the line. But just a great battle here. First two go to the Pirates. McDonald scores two unanswered, and then Piper Olson, unofficial tally here, 10 strikeouts, and also the game-winning home run.
Great game. I mean, it was a battle on both sides. It was a great game.
Yeah. I mean, we put ourselves in a spot, you know, in this last inning in the bottom of our order coming up, and we had our chances today. And
when it comes down the road, we'll have had more playtime and more experience, and I think it'll be good.
A lot to talk about on our Postglass postgame show, which is coming up next, brought to you by Postglass, Mirror, and Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Rick Ruff. We'll talk about just all the storylines in this one. I think we'll have some state champion Special Olympians joining us as well. That's all ahead right after this on WOGO Radio. We'll also have your 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. The Lady Max fall by 1-3-2 to Grantsburg. The Pirates move to a perfect 7-0. McDonald 8-4 on the season. We're back after this on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Softball. Don't go anywhere.
At 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments, the only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com. Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Watch your dreams and savings grow with a Royal Credit Union certificate. Whether you're saving for college, a vacation, wedding, or a down payment on a house, the Royal Credit Union certificate can help you reach your savings goals faster. Royal certificates have no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return on your investment. Open a certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/smartsaving. Insured by NCUA.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald falls to Grantsburg 3-2 in a dandy of a game. Took a full seven innings. Our Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. So, we'll talk about this one. We'll break it down. The 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. But first, we have some state champion Special Olympians joining us here in the Post Glass Post Game Show. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey, Michael.
Michael?
I'm Andy.
Michael and Andy. So you've got the medals around your neck. Show them to the camera here. And what did you win a state championship for? We were talking about it a little bit during the broadcast, but this was just this past weekend, right? You guys won a state championship?
Yep.
In basketball.
Yes.
Basketball.
And you guys representing Chippewa County, what was it like, that experience of winning a state championship? I mean, that had to make you feel pretty good.
It was very emotional, and it was fun.
And the thing is, speaking of basketball, I mean, you guys are super fans. I see you at McDonald events all the time.
Yep.
And I know basketball holds a special place in your hearts, right? You guys love basketball.
Yep.
Love watching, love playing, love cheering for McDonald. What does it mean to you guys, these Lady Macs that you're coming to cheer on here today? What do these young people mean to you? Because I know you're very special in their hearts and they in yours.
Yeah. We love watching them, and like today was a great game and stuff. So,
now take me a little bit through that championship game. What was it like? Who are you playing? How close was it?
Well, we started off behind right away and stuff, and then Michael scored a couple points, and then me and Michael connected so many times, and it was so much fun and stuff. And we think the team we played was from Elkhorn or Elkhart.
Sure. Well, I mean, representing Chippewa Falls and Chippewa County, and again, I am sure you got the big trophy, but the individual medals, I mean, that's something that you can take with you and say, hey, I'm a state champion. There's not a lot of people who can say that. I mean, just like McDonald football this year, bring home that state championship. That's a lifelong memory, right, guys?
Yeah.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show. We appreciate it very much. Congratulations on the state championship. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you again soon. We'll continue the Post Glass Post Game Show in 2 minutes here on WOGO Radio, the WOGO Sports Live video stream on YouTube. McDonald falls 3-2, but hey, a state championship coming back to Chippewa Falls with our Special Olympians. We're back in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it? You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but whole home air purification systems from Wirzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgalla.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. As always, head coach Rick Ruff, kind enough to join us before and after the game. And coach, it was a dandy of a ball game. Win the complete 7 innings, went the distance. He had, again, a tying run at third. Piper Olson was fantastic. On the opposite side, playing players like that gives you a chance to get better, iron sharpening iron. But I think your team acquitted yourselves very, very well in multiple aspects today.
Yeah, again, this was kind of like the way the Stanley game started for us. She was on her game right from the start. Took us a little bit to get to her and start to get the at-bats that we were looking for. I think that this was a great experience for us.
You saw some, players work deep into counts, and I looked at Claire's first two at-bats and struck out looking both times. Maybe calls a little on the edge, but it is what it is. But working deep into counts and then able to get that huge RBI triple in the fifth. And so sometimes maybe it's just about biding your time, getting quality at-bats. And what Jason and Chris have been mentioning as well, too, that the team does especially well this year is you talk about communication on the field, but in the dugout as well, too, about here's what I'm seeing. And especially when you're facing elite talent. Talent in the circle, anything you can do to try to give your teammates an edge as well as yourself.
Yeah, you're right. They're always communicating in the dugout. That's the bright part of this team. They're hard workers, but hey, we've got to make a couple more adjustments. We're close. A little better execution in a couple places, and this is a 1-1 game in our favor.
Some things that we saw that really stood out. Riley Christensen, I think she'd pitched maybe 2 or 3 innings, maybe at most this season, going the distance, going 7 innings, and really seemed like she was getting stronger and stronger as that game went on. So just a ton of credit to her. She'd pitched, I believe, 12 1/3 innings coming into this one and then going 7 straight against one of the state's best. What a great performance from Riley.
Yeah, Riley's a gamer. You give her the ball, she's not going to let you take it back until she's done. She was, like I said a little earlier, she's a little under the weather, so yeah. Her performance, sometimes that's an advantage. Athletes sometimes get a little too high, a little too jacked up. Being under the weather keeps you a little more down to earth and a little focused sometimes.
Yeah, fielded her position very, very well. I mean, the number of 1-3, 1-3, 1-3 that we saw today, again, just excellent, inducing some ground balls. I think another thing that we saw during this game as well, Coach, that maybe we didn't see as much early on in the season with some of the youth that you have out there, really solid in the field against a team that was playing more small ball, putting balls in play, trying to move runners along. And overall, I think maybe one error on the day, but balls put in play and the defense came to play.
Yes, and that's it. I mean, they say defense will win championships, but you got to score runs to win too, right? We're right there. We're close. A little bit more a focus in practice. I think we've got to turn our practices up into a little bit more game speed and a little bit more game intensity, and I think we'll be ready to go.
What's your biggest takeaway from this game for your team in terms of teaching points?
That no matter what happens, you just got to keep working, and that's what they did. I mean, we were down early. They came back. We tied it up. Still didn't give up to the end. We're still pushing things, and we're still trying to make things happen. It'll be there. We're looking pretty good.
Coach, highly entertaining ball game, worth the price of admission, even though I don't know if there is a price of admission today, but we're so glad that we could be here. We'll see you again next week. Looking forward to it. And, yeah, McDonald softball continuing to move onward and upward.
Great. Thank you. And a little congratulations to the Special Olympics,
yes.
too. I heard you had them on earlier. And it's just wonderful that they're such a wonderful people and they support us so much.
Yeah, again, you talk about McDonald super fans. As much as we love McDonald, I don't know. You talk about Andy and Michael. They are at every game. And
yes,
so, yeah, congratulations to them bringing that hardware home to Chipwin. Hopefully you guys can, you know what, down the road, you'd love to bring some hardware home as well, too, if things go as we hope. So congratulations to them. And, Coach, we'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for being here.
Post-Glass post-game show continues. We've got some JV innings going on that we'll have in the background for you. We'll be back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Mac Softball, the Post-Glass post-game show.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ugh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wrzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wrzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wrzgalla.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Chris Malika, Jason Bovey with you. Guys, a very full post game show already. I haven't even got your thoughts on this one yet, but overall, just a really well played softball game between two very, very talented, very well-coached programs. And that coaching, the head coach, but also the staff, you can tell. Again, both of these are teams where the kids have played a lot. And when you have a staff top to bottom that cares very deeply about the game and about the kids, it comes out. And kids that are excited to play the game and play the game at a high level, using that again just to think about another belated birthday shout-out to Ashley Rubenzer. We talked about, again, the incredible work that she's done working alongside Kelsey Bremnes. But, again, how about your quote-unquote number two pitcher and Riley Christensen, who would be the number one pitcher on a lot of teams, but your quote-unquote number two pitcher, man. Three runs today for a very, very good Grantsburg team. Went the distance, 7 innings. Riley just was fantastic and fielded her position very, very well as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said, most teams would it's a luxury to have what we have here. And Riley came in today, pitched phenomenal.
And she's under the weather.
Yeah. And she's, I mean, a lot of these kids are fighting their fourth cold of the
–
it's not winter anymore.
But no.
And she did great. And today, you know, this game is about what makes or break a game can be one or two plays. And I think when you looking back at this game and we went toe-to-toe with the top-ranked team in the state, and I think we showed everybody today that we belong on that list now as well.
Yep.
But it's just, I think looking back, I didn't hear what Coach had to say after the game, but to me, it's about doing the small things, right? Yep. Just doing a few more things, laying some bunts down when Coach is asking for. We kind of struggled with that a little bit today. And he'll correct it, and we'll be better. And again, just hoping I have it. I knew when we played Stratford last year and we lost that one, and I just knew we'd get another shot at them. And I think same can be said for this Grantsburg team. I'm excited to see round two.
Yeah, both teams would have, again, a long road through the playoffs with some really, really talented teams in their sectional. But we can only hope that you get a chance to renew this budding rivalry with the Grantsburg Pirates. Yeah. And I think Coach Olson and Coach Ruff would come out of this saying, hey, that made us better. There's a reason why we schedule this each year non-conference. I think a lot of mutual respect and admiration between these two teams and everyone who was out here today not only had a beautiful day at Casper, but also treated to just an excellent, excellent softball game. Anybody who's, say, listening on the radio now and didn't get a chance to watch it, make sure you check out the replay on WOGO Sports YouTube channel, because this one just very, very entertaining the whole way through start to finish.
It was absolutely entertaining. And like Coach Ruff said, there's just some fine tweaking things, to work on. And I think it's just a great catalyst to continue to drive them forward. And so I think it was kudos to all of them. I know some of them are a little frustrated, but that's them trying to do their best as athletes, and they're harder on themselves than, they sometimes need to be, because they did phenomenal today.
Mm-hmm. I think sometimes if the players, and you like that competitive edge, but if they could see themselves the way that we see them through their eyes, we think they're phenomenal and just so amazed at their talent and their work ethic too. And yes, you want to drive yourself, you want to push yourself to new heights, but sometimes you got to give yourself a little grace as well too. I think this group of girls is just phenomenal. The way they support one another, the way that, they take instruction, take coaching as well, and it's really nice to see two teams of this caliber tangle like we saw here today and not see a team win rather than a team lose, if that makes sense. Yep. So rather than, wow, there was a critical mistake that made the difference, you talk about Piper Olson. Phenomenal. 10 strikeouts, game-winning home run. She was just excellent. They were really strong in the heart of their order. But McDonald, down two runs, one of the best pitchers in the state. Badgers commit, and you score two unanswered runs, get right back into it, and have a tying run at third in the seventh inning with a couple outs. Actually, I think even with one out, had that run at third, too. So certainly both of these teams have a lot of positives to take away out of this. You'd love to be walking away with a W to have the cherry on top of the sundae here at the end of this week, but it's been a very successful week for McDonald softball, and Grantsburg, congratulations to them as they keep on rolling.
I think one thing we've seen from this team all season long is that these girls have no quit.
Yeah, yeah.
They play to the final out, and that's all you can ask for as a coach, and that'll take you a long way. And again, it's not the, we have games to correct what we need to correct, and again, playing these games is a lot, even as us calling it, it's a lot funner calling a game like this than an 18-0.
Exactly.
And they didn't give up. I mean, some players would give up when a team like Grantsburg comes out in the beginning and gets two runs. It's like, oh, okay, here we go. But they stayed in there, and they played their game. So
love seeing, our Metropolis Resort and Action City Smile Cam, as we have lots of young ladies cheering on the JV team. I think three JV innings scheduled here between McDonald and Grantsburg. Yep. We're going to take our final break here on WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our final timeout, and then we'll be coming back with the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000. That's 231-2000, or visit www. WOGOWT.net. We are back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass Postgame Show. 2 minutes, and we put a bow on this one as McDonald falls to Grantsburg 3-2. Back right after this.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
If you had raw chicken leaking out on the counter, would you just leave it?
Ooh.
You scrub and clean surfaces in your home, but have you ever thought about cleaning the air? Indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, but Whole Home Air Purification Systems from Wrzgalla help remove dust, allergens, and pollutants. Breathe easy with Wrzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call 839-0707 or go to Wrzgalla.com.
I don't know. You're welcome.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's time now for those 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast plays of the game. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports in a dandy between McDonald and Grantsburg. Base. Takes off. Throw to second. Oh, yeah. Good throw from Lucky. Yes. Lieber. Yes. Guns are down.
There's your replay, Caleb.
I think that is due for an instant replay.
See ya.
Free, your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Come 0-2, on. That Come one on. Is lined yeah. out toward right field. And Kelsey Bremnes heading
Come on,
around
Kels.
Second.
Come on,
She's
Kels.
Digging for a triple.
Come on, girl.
Kelsey Bremnes.
Oh. Nice
Stand
job.
Stand up triple for the Lady Max.
Good
and
job.
Now
Kelsey.
McDonald's in business. Aaron now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 1-1.
Nice.
That one is
there
wide,
you go.
And that's going
nice.
To be the first run of the game for McDonald.
Nice
Out
hit.
To right field. Ella Ahmet. That go. Is RBI. Number 16, and the Lady Max on the board.
Solid hit.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great hit.
Ellie Hansen.
And you kind of wonder where they've been playing, if this is going to be a bunt.
Moore takes off. Liebrand
yep.
throws to second. The tag
yes.
is out again. Lizzie Liebrand guns down the runner for the second time this inning, and you know we got to see that one
oh, yeah.
again. Third. Back in the second inning, McDonald trailing 2-1. They put up 4 straight scoreless innings defensively. A
nice.
Bunt
oh,
for Chloe
nice
Flanagan. She digs
Chloe.
Down the line.
Nice.
And the throw is
nice.
Over the first baseman's head.
Ooh,
Chloe's
going to
stay put at first, but how about Chloe Flanagan bunting her way on?
Nice bunt. Good job.
At second base.
Come on,
Claire.
Claire Ruff trying to drive in a game-tying run. All right, friends, Caleb caught his mistake. For our friends on the YouTube live video stream, I apologize. You could not hear anything I just played. So one more time, I guess we'll just have an instant replay of our plays. At first base. Takes off. Throw to second.
Oh, yeah.
Good throw from
yes.
Lucy Liebrand.
Yes.
Guns are down.
down.
There's your replay, Caleb.
I think that is due for an instant replay.
See it.
Free your locally owned medicine shop pharmacies in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Oh, 02, that one is lined out toward right field, and Kelsey Bremnes heading around second.
Come on,
Kelsey. She's digging for a triple.
Come on, girl.
Kelsey Bremnes.
Nice job.
Stand up triple from the Lady Max.
Good job.
Now McDonald's in business.
Come on, Lizzie.
So nice. Let's. And now accepting applications for the 2026-27 school year. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org today. McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. 1-1.
Nice.
That one is
there
wide,
go.
And that's going
nice.
To be the first run of the game for McDonald.
Nice
out
hit.
To right field, Ella Ahmet. That is RBI number 16, and the Lady Max on the board.
Solid hit.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a great hit.
Ellie Hansen.
And you kind of wonder where they've been playing, if this is going to be a bunt.
Moore takes off. Lee Brandt throws to second. The tag is
in.
Lizzie Lee Brandt guns down the runner for the second time this inning. And you know we got to see that one again. Third, back in the second inning. McDonald trailing 2-1. They put up four straight scoreless innings defensively. A
nice
bunt for Chloe
nice
Flanagan.
Job,
she digs
Chloe.
Down the line.
Nice.
And the throw is
nice
over the first baseman's head.
Oh,
Chloe's
going
to stay put at first, but how about Chloe Flanagan bunting her way on?
Nice bunt. Good job, Chloe.
Chloe scared us there. She made
at second base.
Come on.
Come on, Claire.
Claire Ruff trying to drive in a game-tying run. 2-1 pitch. Claire Ruff
nice.
Gets a big
come
piece
on,
of that one.
Come
and
on,
stick it out to
come
right
on,
field.
Go.
Chloe Flanagan is digging in for home.
Yes.
And we are tied. Claire Ruff.
Go, go, go,
going
go, go,
for
go, go,
third. She's headed to the stand-up triple to tie the game. We are knotted at two.
Woo!
As has Riley Christensen. They're just through a scoreless seventh. McDonald down 3-2. Aaliyah Bowie nails the first one.
Good
she sees out to right field. And that's a leadoff single
that's
for
it.
The Lady Mavs.
That's it, girl. That right there is what we need. Just
the
those
tying
solid
run
hits
at
like
first.
That.
And that's how it sounded. Your 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game. Brought to you by 24-7 in West Wisconsin Telecom. Your complete technology partner. Let 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear monitored home security system. Plus, for Wogo Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. A lot of excitement, even as we hear the replay of those fiber fast plays. I'm sure a lot of folks will be wanting to go back and rewatch this one. It was a beautiful afternoon for softball, and keep reiterating, even though it'd be nice to see McDonald on the upper end of this one coming out with a win, you went toe-to-toe with one of the state's best and proved that you're right there in that conversation.
Yeah, the girls played absolutely phenomenal and just a great night for softball. It was as advertised tonight, and, you know, next week we have Fall Creek and Regis and a little bit shorter week, but Fall Creek's always going to give us a test as well.
Yeah.
But it's great coming out and having a game like this to watch. It's exciting, it's fun, it's thrilling, and I think it's just, it shows their level of talent, and they're only going to get better.
A look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar, which you can view anytime at WOGO.com. The next time we'll see the Lady Max is coming up next week, that game at Regis on Thursday the 30th, 4:40 p.m. start for that one. Also on Tuesday, Chi High Baseball taking on Hudson, one of the best in the state, the Hudson Raiders, but Chi High Baseball. I think Coach Steinmetz and his boys are certainly in that conversation as well in terms of state rankings. They've got a phenomenal pitching staff. We're playing a doubleheader today. So looking forward to those games on Tuesday and Thursday. Then Friday, May 1st, Chi High Baseball again, a doubleheader against Stevens Point. And on Saturday, May 2nd, looking forward to Coach Bryce Meverden's McDonald baseball team against Marshfield Columbus Catholic. All of those, of course, weather permitting, but we will get in as many games in as we can now between the end of May and hopefully well into June for our McDonald and Chi High baseball and softball teams. And as always, looking forward to the next time we can all be together.
it's always fun when we're all together.
Yeah, it seems like it's been forever.
I know, it does.
I think the last time it was the Sound and Tank Center, right?
And yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was back in March. It was almost a month ago,
well,
wasn't it?
And it's a shout-out to JV, Max JV. They're doing a great job. They're in the second inning. They're up 6-0. So they're doing a great job right now.
And again, when you're talking about great programs, when your JV can get out to a nice lead over a talented Grantsburg JV, that's definitely boding well for the future of this McDonald program as well, too.
Yeah, Jasmine's doing a great job pitching, so...
Well, we will bid you adieu until our next WOGO Sports broadcast. Again, WOGO Sports on YouTube. If you would like to take a watch of the replay of this one or any of our other Chi High or McDonald Athletics broadcasts, as always made possible by the great sponsors that you hear and see on the radio broadcast and the YouTube and Facebook live video streams. Thank you so much to Trayton Hoym, keeping things on the air back at the WOGO home base in Halley, to Sam Aberley setting up the video stream that you're watching live now, and also spending the whole game up on a ladder getting those great action shots that you see. For Chris Malika and Jason Bovey, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from beautiful Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, the Grantsburg Pirates 3, the McDonald Lady Max 2. This has been McDonald Lady Max Softball, presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Lady Max brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been McDonald Softball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.